It's always great when we get the Maestro on to talk about the Blue Army when they have so many great horses who are in action on Saturday. James Cummings joins me this morning on Racing Pulse. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Very well indeed. It's hard not to be well, despite everything that's going on, when we can get so excited about these spring horses that are back. You get an extra spring in your step as well?
Yes, it's a good time of the year for the trainers, and we've got reason to be excited about some of our prospects. And this weekend marks another interesting weekend and an important one in the progress of some of those horses.
A lot of crossroads this weekend. We'll go through every runner at Flemington. I'll pick the eyes out of your main ones in Sydney at Kembla Grange. And we'll start with the Maccabi Diva because it's an intriguing race. You've got Colette. We know the quality that she has. It doesn't appear that we'll have a rain-affected track on Saturday, but it's an interesting lineup because we've got a lot of stayers resuming. There doesn't look to be that much speed on paper. Have you thought about whether Colette might be up on speed? How would you like to see her ridden from Gate 12 on Saturday in the Diva?
Well, I wouldn't have been against it if we had have drawn a lot softer. But other than that, I haven't had a good enough look at that yet and yet to see a map. But the track rating at soft five is just a little bit of a tease for me from Liam O'Keefe there, because we know it's going to turn up pretty solid there, as it normally does, Flemington. But and we know that she loves getting a toe in the ground. But we don't get those things. Unfortunately, might end up looking too much like a carbon copy of the Memsie when she was back and running on resolutely, but just a bit too much to do. So we could give some thought to that. But most importantly, it's another stepping stone race as we get out in distance and we get a feel for just how good she's going. But your point is valid. There are stayers resuming here that are beatable, but you'd have to be impressed with the driving finish of Mwanga to get up and beat Very Elegant first up in the wing. So, you know, he certainly looks like the interesting addition to the weight for age ranks now. The race will still be, I'm sure, a good one where plenty of winners will come out of it.
In your mind, is she a Caulfield Cup horse?
Well, we just get to feel our way and not get too carried away with that at the moment. But if she was really flying, then it's certainly on the agenda.
You begin your day in race number two with Valana, and speaking of guts and tenacity, he showed all of that last start at Sandown.
Oh, yes, he did. He's an interesting horse, that horse, and has a bit of scope about him. I agree. He did get off the canvas and fight hard to get up and win narrowly there in that maiden. And as a lightly raced horse, you'd have to imagine he's got further scope for improvement. We're not very well in at all coming up against one of the Group 1 winning two-year-olds from last season. Artorias looks perfectly placed there, and those set weights and penalties conditions are extremely kind to a Group 1 winner. But the horse is certainly an interesting horse worth following, but the jury's out whether or not he's going to put it all together this prep or whether it's going to be taking entirely, the entire weight would have to be to the autumn as a three-year-old to see him at his best.
Hmm. Do you think he's got the scope to get to the guineas this year?
I don't think so, but that's not to say that I don't think he can get to other suitable races like a Gothic Stakes or perhaps even a Sandown Guineas.
Hmm. We get to see Ingratiating, who was brilliant in the Vein. He's had a little layoff since the Vein. He's one of the best two-year-olds last year, and he looks like he's come back one of the best three-year-olds as well. And he's got a great record at Flemington down the straight. Are you happy with how he is?
Ingratiating, look, he's got every reason to be running a huge race here, and we're very, very pleased with him. But the race is an interesting one, particularly with the form of this horse, Finance Tycoon. Of course, that's the horse that beat him second up on Melbourne Cup Day last year, and he's got ripping form for a late race like this. But we were impressed with the return of our colt first up. He's the best credentialed horse here with his placing in the slipper, and it'll be important for him to continue on his continue in that rich vein of form as he heads towards even harder targets. But I can't imagine him doing anything but running very well, and he's going to really enjoy being back up the straight where he's got such a good record so far.
Do you know what his future looks like? Is he headed to a Manicato, obviously the Coolmore? How are you going to try and find a Group 1 this spring for him?
Well, we would really like to target the Coolmore with him. Well, that's not to say that we would avoid nominating him for the Manicato and keep our options on the table, but he's got the Coolmore written all over him, we think.
Picaronis is a horse that we get to see back in a tough Captain Teves. Has she got the ability to figure in the finish on Saturday?
Yeah, we think she could be a bit of an improver there. She had excuses when she was first up on a soft track at Rose Hill, and just made a couple of adjustments and kept her fresh since then, because we thought we had a filly going a bit better than that. And look, she's only lightly raced, and you look at the run up against a horse like Artorias when she was third at Sandown, giving weight away to him. That's pretty good form for a race like this. And look, it was only just last week that we had a filly like Larkspur run, turn it around very quickly to run a slashing second against the fillies in Melbourne. So, you know, Picarones is worth keeping an eye on, and we've been happy with the way she's trained and coming off some positive gallops since that Rose Hill effort.
Rohirran Flies first up. He's 5 from 5. Have you decided whether you head to Flemington or you stay in Sydney?
Oh, look, I discussed it with Ollie yesterday, and we looked at the likely tempos of both races, so we ended up deciding to keep him in Sydney, and perhaps we give him a chance to run up the straight another day.
Okay, and then you end your day at Flemington with Ziegfeld, who was an honest run in the Heatherly. What are your expectations on Saturday?
Well, he's gone off the track again, so he's going to need to be... Ollie will have to make some use of him again. We're very, very pleased with the way he's training, and look, his races at this distance have been of a really good standard, but he needs to go to the next level to find a length and win one of them to make true believers out of a few of the people in the camp. So that's all for him to do, and he's found a race with some depth here. It's a good size field. It's a pretty good handicap. And if he can get up and win this, then I think he'd have better performances in store. But it's a really good test for him.
And then up in Sydney, we get to see Animo, the big boy back in the run to the Rose. There's nowhere to hide. This is basically the Golden Rose. He's had a little hiccup in training this time. Is he ready to win first up, or will there be a lot of improvement to come out of his return?
Well, I think you could come to expect from us that we're going to leave some improvement in him for later in the preparation. So, you know, that I don't think it's too controversial to admit that there's improvement in the horse. We are really pleased to have him back on track, despite having a setback so close to his resumption. But we've done everything by Animo to put his interests first since he won the AJC sire, and he won it so impressively. He's got the right form for this race. The penalty scheme in the run to the Rose is more favourable than it was in the past, but he's got it all to do, because look at the quality of the horses that are here. There's most of the 2-year-old Group 1 winners from last season are here. Only Artorias that isn't, and maybe he's the horse. You know, you hinted at this being the Golden Rose. Maybe he's the horse for the Golden Rose in 2 weeks after we get through this. But I think he can run very well, Michael. He seems in very good shape. We're quite pleased with him since he's come back into training. And look, he's one of those few horses that we have in training that's got that real X factor about him, and on account of that, you would never underestimate what he would be capable of doing.
Despite having that temperature and missing a few gallops early on, is the goal still to go through to possibly a Caulfield Guineas, and if he's in the vein of form that you hope, a Cox Plate?
Well, it's it's not ideal to have had a setback so close to his first up run, and so for that reason we have to keep our feet on the ground and just be mindful and feel our way. But the horse will in the first instance head to the Golden Rose after here, and then our plans will continue to be laid out, I think, as we go. And it's the most appropriate thing to do with him. Of course, he remained in the Cox Plate when the first acceptances were taken during the week, and I think that we don't need to touch too more on that until we get closer.
Outside of him, who do you like at Kembla on Saturday?
I think all of our horses are capable of running pretty well. The track will be good. It'll be perhaps even on the quick side, as we've had such good weather recently in Sydney and there's no rain forecast. Maybe Emanate in the handicap for later on. She's probably the shortest price of our remaining runners for a reason. She's got good form coming out of the toy show quality. And there's a good mix of chances there that if they get the right run, they can run well. So the flag bearer might be Animo, and he's not completely wound up yet. But there's a good little team of mixed chances there that we're pleased with.
Yeah, it's going to be an intriguing day on Saturday. Animo back and some good runners, including Ingratiating at Flemington. Good luck, James. Enjoy the day.
Thanks, Michael. You know, it's Are You OK Day today, and Matt, you should ask a few of your guests when they're on. And we should probably ask you as well. Are you OK, Michael?
Are we going OK, considering? Homeschooling's a bit tough. How's that going for you and your lovely wife?
Well, actually, not too bad. I mean, it does pose a few challenges, but if you try to put a bit of a positive spin on it, then it can be enjoyable, but... I heard recently there was a fourth grade student in a primary school that renamed her profile on the laptop Reconnecting. And so for the entire day, the profile sat there as Reconnecting, and the teacher thought that it was nothing but computer troubles when the student was out playing in the backyard. It's not bad, I thought.
Oh, that is very smart indeed. Well, unfortunately, my daughter hasn't been doing that, maybe thankfully. Hey, James, I hope you're okay and I hope everyone else is okay. It's a good point to make today, and hopefully we'll be okay on Saturday with a few of the Blue Army saluting. Best of luck, mate.
Good man. Thanks, Michael.